Pretfilm Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director
Subuj Haidu,
director of It's Not the Time of My Life. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Would you be able to tell our listeners a little bit about the story of your film?
Hát ennek a filmnek különösebben nincs nagy története.
This film hasn't got a big story of it. It's just a day of a family shown really precisely and really detailed. A family returning from Scotland visits the relatives, and that's the way we look at it, investigate this day. Basically, the accent is on the problems of parentage and relationships, and analyzed these segments.
Why did you decide to look at these things?
Magyarországon, meg talán nyilvánvalóan ez egy globális dolog.
Hungary, or Hungarian filmmaking, but generally Hungary nowadays is quite socially conscient. And people are trying to explore in their films some political actual questions. But usually the people who are making these films don't have so much to do with it in their everyday lives. Many of them about making films about the gypsies or the migration problems, but they are sitting at home comfortably and reading articles about these themes. But they don't have really something to do with it in their private personal lives. And I started to notice that I am starting to be like this. And I thought, stop, let's look at ourselves, let me look at myself. What is happening to me? What are my actual problems, everyday problems in my private personal life? The issues were about the ones you have seen in the film, and with the actors as well, with whom we were creating this theater play, because it was actually a theater play at the beginning. We were trying to share our experiences about parentage and relationships, and we all were about going the same paths in these problems.
Is it still difficult to make a film that is personal, even though it's not dealing with something hugely political?
A személyesség az csak annyira az, amennyire...
It is only as personal as any work of art is, because of course we are using our own private experiences, but this is kind of a quintessence of stories of many families, observations of ours, and maybe it's even easier to do such a personal movie. Maybe it's easier because about a lot of things I know exactly how it happens, and it's much easier to reconstruct them. So we have decided to do a film out of this theater play, we have decided also to shoot it in our own private flat, and to replace the actors who are playing the children in the play with our own children. So this decision created an even more intimate atmosphere to it all, and everything felt like very natural throughout the work. And it is really interesting how real life and fiction merges, because while shooting, sometimes during a fight, sometimes we repeated the dialogues of the movie, even joking about it. So that's how situations keep repeating themselves.
But even though it started off as a play, I also thought that the camera was fantastic in it, and I just wonder whether you could tell us about the way in which the camera was used in this film.
That is egy érdekes történet.
Everybody from the crew are at the university, so everybody was about 21 and 22 years old. When we have decided to make a movie out of this play, I was thinking about a school task for them, for my students. I have been teaching them already for 1 year, and our theme was how to work on dialogues in a non-conventional way. And this script was actually perfectly suitable to test this task. As each of them is really talented, I didn't want to give any one of them an advantage, or, so I split the script in 13 equal parts. I talked about the sequences of, with each one of them, and each one of them could have planned their sequence. The only thing, really important thing, was that everybody kept the direction in mind, which was a commune one, and which was, the idea was that the camera should create a relationship between person and person, person and space. So not only showing things, but actively creating relationships between the things. When we did the play, the audience was sitting in a circle around the actors, so it was interesting that the perspective, every viewer of the theater play had a different perspective of the whole story. Some of them were looking at an actor standing with their back, some of them at the front. So there weren't actually there was not actually the main character of the theater play. Every viewer could choose him or herself one.
A filmnél ezt ugye nem lehetett megcsinálni.
Of course, at the movie it was not possible to do this.
Mert ugye ez be van keretezve, tehát a néző azt nézi, amit én mutatok neki.
Because the viewer has to watch the frame I show him or her.
És ezért nagyon...
So we had to take these decisions making the movie from at what moment are we looking on from which universe of which character, because we are constantly splitting between the personal universes from one character to another. So actually the story is been shown in the movie out of the point of view of each character, one at a time, because even there is a sequence which is shown from the point of view of the little child, and we get to take a glimpse from each side. It's like a kaleidoscopic.
És ettől eléggé komplex a dolog, és sokféleképpen értelmezhető.
And because of this, the things become very complex and very interpretable in many ways.
I'm kind of worried that we will run out of time. So one of the things that I want to make sure to ask you is, can you also talk about the actors and how you worked with them?
Hát ugye a színészek.
More than a half of the actors is a family, my family. So the other male actor, Domokos Szabó, is a very old childhood friend of mine who is almost playing in almost every movie of mine, and we don't even really have to work because we know everything. And Erika Tonko, the other female actress, who was a new person I've been working with, really made a fantastic development during this time. Zsigmond Hajdú, the youngest actor of this crew, was a problem even at the shooting in real life, and there were lots of fights, and sometimes we had to promise him some fast food, which is actually not in our everyday diet, and some sugared soft drinks in order to get something out of him. Sometimes he would want to enter wearing a gun or a hat, and it was really hard to explain to him that in this scene you cannot come in just like that with a gun or with a hat, because it makes no sense.
So, de meg lett végül.
But at the end, we succeeded.
I think you did. I think it's a wonderful film, and also I love the way it makes life, everyday life, look as dramatic, as funny sometimes, absurd, and even fantastic as it really is. I think it was just an amazing film. We're going to have to go, but it was a great pleasure meeting you. Fantastic film. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.